in terms of the songs, maybe a final note. You have studied these so extensively now. You've been away from them a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you coming back to them? Are there some questions yet to be answered?
I've been away from this field for about 10 years, during which time, of course, I hear the songs and I remember the songs and I'm still familiar with them, but I haven't studied them in depth for 10 years. I'm waiting with interest to when I resume these studies, as I propose shortly to do, with a book on Brahms, and that will take the same form. I can't think of any way of improving on these. The simple textbook form that I've tried to adopt from the beginning, essentially text and commentary and notes, admittedly a didactic form, but the simplest way of seeking to expound these masterpieces, and I want to do that for Brahms, and in doing so, and Schubert also, if that's possible, and in doing so, I want to say what their motivic language is also. And I'm looking forward to establishing, if this is possible, if I have time, a complete breviary of motivic writing, and, for example, the possibility of translating, let's say, Schumann into Wolf or Schubert into Brahms, as one might translate from one language into the other. Because each is a separate language, they all have a great deal in common, they all use expressions like the horn passage, for example, to denote the open air, but they all have their own individual musical expressions as well, which have to be learned, and when learned, I think, enhance one's appreciation. So what I would like to do, if one had time to round off the whole study, is to do a complete conspectus of musical language in the song from Schubert to Wolf, in effect spanning the whole German 19th century.